Now we have letters to the evening news. The first two continue the discussion about masks. Mike Staines of Swaffham wasn't impressed at the way bus passengers were wearing masks. He writes, "My wife and I were waiting for a bus home recently when we noticed how people arriving on incoming buses were using their face masks. The general view seemed to be that the mask is taken off, folded and then stored in a handbag or pocket ready for further use. Also witnessed was the sliding of the mask onto the chin. Most masks are for single use only, as surely these were. The compulsory wearing of masks in shops has now been rolled out. Can we make a better effort to actually carry out the wearing of masks correctly? We'll see."
Corey Wood, who works with a charity called Dimensions, providing support for people with learning disabilities and autism, asked for special consideration to be given to disabled people who are not wearing face masks. "If you looked at me, you might not notice my disability. A lot of people don't. But I have autism, and because I am classed as disabled and therefore find it difficult to wear a face mask, I am exempt from being required to wear one, in line with official government guidance. But I have suffered discrimination, verbal abuse, and humiliation for not wearing a face mask on public transport. A lack of understanding of hidden disabilities and the exemption rules means thousands of people like me, many who are more vulnerable, are unfairly threatened and feel unwelcome and unsafe in society. Face masks are now required in shops and supermarkets too. So unless something changes, there will be more instances like I have experienced, and in more settings. I want to make sure no one else like me is made to feel that their disability isn't valid or isn't believed. Today, with Dimensions, we are sending letters to ministers asking them to emphasise the exemption rules and encourage staff and the public to think twice before you challenge someone. We all want society to be as safe as possible, but we also need to protect the people that can't wear a face mask through no fault of their own."
On a different subject, Michael Duncombe of Edmund Bacon Court in Norwich wrote to say lockdown had helped him rediscover Waterloo Park. He says, "As a result of lockdown, I've rediscovered Waterloo Park. It's my local, though there are two here. The other is Wensum. I needed a change and realised sometime in June that Waterloo Park was close. It turned out to be a treasure of which the City Council can be justly proud. It's tidy, well kept with the help of volunteers and colourful. The flower beds are still a blaze of yellow, orange and purple. The buildings have quite recently been renovated and are splendid. There's at least one BAME cricket team in action on Fridays amongst other groups of users. It's a haven for dogs and their owners, both very well behaved. I visit the park most days. Another cafe there would be great. Britannia ran one, I think, before their problems. A walk in any of the city parks on its own will not solve health problems, but as part of a regime, any regular exercise can help. Best of all, it makes you feel better in difficult times."